Welcome to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, on 97.9 FM. And today on our showcase, we welcome Barbara Jesse Black, who is the executive director of our PTA thrift shop. And with her is another special guest, Tobiatho Blackwell, who is the executive director of Youth Forward. And we're going to learn why these two are here together, because it's going to be an interesting development in our community that we're going to look forward to with a great deal of interest and excitement. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Barbara, let's start with you. Update us on what's happening with the PTA thrift shop these days.
So thank you, Fred. We're super excited to be having this conversation with you. And of course, it's wonderful to be sitting at the table with Tabitha. So what's happening at the thrift shop? So right now we are in our second restock. So we had our restock event, which is our annual kind of seasonal changeover that we have twice a year. We had our seasonal changeover at our Chapel Hill store about a month ago.
And that's the one that's in?
That's at Plaza. Yes,
okay.
At Village Plaza on Elliott Road.
Over by Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We had our seasonal changeover there. So if you go over there now, it's all fall and winter goods. And this past weekend, we had our seasonal changeover at our Carbro store.
Well, we don't know when this will air, but you probably mean the first weekend in October.
Correct. Okay. So the first weekend in October, we had our seasonal changeover at our Carbro store, which means that now when you go in, we just have fabulous fall clothes. And as it's getting cooler, we're super excited to be offering those goods because now people are actually excited about buying them.
So and the weather's a little cooler and
exactly,
they can get it in their mind.
That's exactly right. And so that's what's happening on the store side. So if you're at our Carbro store and you look across the parking lot, you'll see some empty space and some construction going on. And so that's the exciting project that we're currently working on. It is a nonprofit collaborative co-working space that we're calling Youth Works on Main.
Okay. Well, let me interrupt you a second, Barbara, and ask Tabitha to tell us a little bit about what Youth Forward is all about.
Well, great. Youth Forward is actually a pretty young nonprofit in Chapel Hill and Carbro area. We've been around for about 4 years now, and we started off as a funders collaborative, a group of really amazing Chapel Hill and Carbro funders who were interested in increasing their impact on youth services in Chapel Hill and Carbro. And so what we do is we not only fund the gaps by providing grants to local nonprofits here in Chapel Hill, especially those small nonprofits
that are youth serving.
And so what we really do is we not only provide funds for them, but we also provide technical assistance and training. So if they need to learn how to write a grant better, or if they need to figure out a communication plan, what we do is provide free workshops and connect them with experts in that particular topic.
Now, I'm going to really take a leap here, and I assume that to do all of those great things, you need some space.
Yes, we do.
Barbara, you have some space becoming available.
Yes, we do.
So this is sort of like a marriage, right?
It is.
Some looking for a space and some with a space.
Right.
So give us the background of how this all started, because I think it goes back to building your new building several years ago, right? You tore down the old place.
Mm-hmm.
So give us the backstory.
Sure. So some of you may remember that in 2010, we started this really great expansion, and it was part of our organization's strategic plan on staying sustainable for the next 60 years. And so part of that plan was to obviously duplicate our operations the way they had been, just in a better space, and also creating some additional revenue opportunities.
Okay. So basically the old model was school volunteers earned credits, if you will, and based
Correct.
On their hours donated, schools receive money from the thrift store.
Correct. And that model over the long term we found is not a sustainable model. And so we needed to figure out a way to stay sustainable and relevant for the next iteration of our organization for the next 60 years, if you will. So we did the strategic plan and we looked at, so how do you manage that? One is, first of all, we had this large piece of property. So we duplicated our operations, increased the space a little bit, and then also increased space so that we could lease it out,
okay.
which would give us an additional revenue stream as well.
Another revenue stream. And You found somebody who needed that
space.
That's
exactly right. So we partnered with the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School District and have a couple of their programs who are leasing space from us now, our Pre-K and Head Start and the Volunteer Program, which has been, you know, really great for us and hopefully great for them. We've enjoyed their
partnership. How many kids participate?
Yeah. So I'm not really sure. Their client base is fairly broad, and so for what we see kind of going in and out, they do assessments in that space. Occasionally, they'll have workshops in that space. So it's kind of it's a nice marriage It's a nice
plus
marriage
you have parking,
and we do. So you know, parking is always an opportunity in whichever municipality you live in.
Exactly. I mean, because it does matter, convenience to go somewhere.
It does. Yeah. It absolutely does. So that was our phase one. So the second phase is what we're doing now. And we had always planned to do something that was mission related. And we just weren't quite sure what that looked like, except for we knew that it needed to be around youth services or some type, have a youth and education component.
So you first had to tear down that old building there.
Correct. And so we did that probably, what, 3-4 months ago. And the way Tabitha and I got together was we met at a chamber function at Chapel Hill High School many years ago. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say 6 years ago.
Yeah, we did that visit.
It was three years ago.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, okay. We did that visit and toured their various facilities.
It does. So anyway, so Tabitha and I met. We decided to have lunch and just sort of chat about our respective organizations and found we had a lot in common personally as well as professionally. And so when we opened our building in 2013, Tabitha said, "Hey, I'm looking for a little bit of space. Do you have some that, you know, I can share?" And so she's been kind of hanging out with us since 2013 in our conference room. And what's been really brilliant about this is the collaboration that we have, that our organizations have together, is amazing. I mean, I've learned so much as an old organization. I've learned so much from the new from an organization that's still sort of in its early
getting
stages.
Getting our foot in the door
Carrboro. And so the collaborative idea had always been living in my head without, you know, without anything on paper. Mm-hmm. One day, Tabitha came to me and said, "Hey, can you, as a third person, look at my logic model for Youth Forward and tell me what you think?" And the minute I looked at it, I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is what's been living in my head."
The lights went on.
Exactly, the lights went on. And so that's how Tabitha and I got together. We then started to sort of really talk about what would this partnership look like? Is there an opportunity for us to, our organization, PTA Thrift Shop, is always looking for a way to increase our community impact.
Well, let me hold you up right there on that thought, because we've got to take a break and go pay some bills.
Sounds good.
But we're doing Nonprofit Showcase on WCHL 97.9. Fred Black, your host. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is Fred Black, 97.9 FM, and we're with Barbara Jesse Black, who is the longtime executive director of our PTA Thrift Shop, and Tabitha Blackwell, who is the executive director of Youth Forward, a relatively new organization in Chapel Hill Carrboro, 3 years or so, and we're talking about how this collaboration came together to create something that's going to be very, very significant in our community. And Barbara was saying that they had this idea to put up the other building, and then she came up with a way to make it even more useful. And what was the final decision?
So the final decision was to create this co-working collaborative space for organizations that serve youth. And so there, the mix will be a certain percentage will be tenants that will actually live in the space. And then there is a large portion of the space that's actually co-working space. So I always joke, if you know American Underground, think American Underground, much smaller and for nonprofits.
Okay.
And so
nonprofits serving youth.
Exactly. Nonprofit. Thank you. Nonprofits serving youth. And our hope is from PTA Thrift Shop side, our hope is that we help those organizations have larger community impact, but that our organization also has larger community impact as it relates to the youth in our community. And so that piggybacks onto our mission with distributing funds to the PTAs through our unrestricted fund, as well as through this new Project Impact that we have that's in its second year now. So all of this is around us having more community impact. And I'll let Tabitha sort of tell you
all of this.
Well, since they have really amazing space that they're looking to build with YouthWorks on Main, the way we're partnering is really in providing not only just space, a physical space and place for people to collaborate, but really figure out how can we make those nonprofits that are located in there even better, how to make them more effective, more efficient. And we always use the term supercharge the nonprofits that are serving youth in Chapel Hill and
Park. So you're going to provide services and support.
Exactly. So we'll be actually, we've spent the last 3 years really building a lot of connections with Duke, UNC, local consultants that can provide technical assistance and trainings to those nonprofits so that as they come in and actually are leasing space from us, we're doing a needs assessment of their organization to determine what are their needs. Do they need
communication? Okay, so this assessment will be done by professionals who do this as a due course kind of business in terms of identifying needs?
So we'll actually be designing it. We'll be looking at some of the best sort of assessments across
best practices.
The country. Exactly. Uh-huh. And then build a needs assessment that we can utilize internally and hopefully be able to duplicate and send to other locations as well that really
and
looks
you're
at
sharing.
A full, exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. That looks at a full nonprofit organization, not just your operations, but your board and looking at how you serve the community and what's your evaluation plan. So we look across the organization to see how we as an organization or how Youth Works can really provide technical assistance trainings, find experts out there that can help those organizations improve the work that they do.
Well, I tell you, just from observation without any scientific study, I know that one of the needs that a lot of these organizations face, and whether they're serving youth or just serving in the community, in our area, it seems to me, boards mm-hmm. becomes a central focus. Getting the right people with the right skills to say yes mm-hmm. to being a committed member of the board.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people fear being on boards. I know because I've asked a lot.
Well,
and what's been your experience, Barbara?
Yeah, so it's interesting because one of my duties as executive director is to do outreach and to actually sit on boards, et cetera. And so you're right. Sitting on a board it's an opportunity, but can also be very challenging depending on what your passion is and how you feel yourself fitting into a board structure. And so, you know, some people come very, very well equipped to sit on boards, and other people have passion, but aren't exactly sure how to plug in from a logistical standpoint mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. also from, you know, on how to make that work for them so that they're of value to the organization, but that they also get value back.
Yeah. And now you're chair of the Carol Woods board, aren't
I
you?
I am. So I'm chair of the Carol Woods board, and I'm also chair of the NC Center for Nonprofits board this year.
So you have, what, 30 hours in each of your days?
right. So I have a huge passion for the nonprofit sector. And so for me, I have a lot to give when it comes to that, and I have a lot of energy around it.
Uh-huh.
So that's my passion. And I also have a skill set that really follows my passion. And so for me, these are sort of easy things, right? So sitting on a board, I get as much as mm-hmm. I give. I learn a lot of best practices from the CEOs.
And watching
the boards.
What
exactly,
others are
and watching
doing.
Whatever. And I think as a CEO myself or as an executive director, that's super important. If mm-hmm. I sit on a board, I want to make sure that, A, I'm giving value, but that also I'm receiving value for my organization.
Yeah. When we talk about many of these organizations that you're working with that will eventually be part of the works, what do you call the groups? There'll be two kinds of groups. There'll be those who will be developing and you'll choose those based on this assessment and try to provide them skills. And they're pretty new organizations, aren't they?
So we actually have quite a few organizations that we're in conversations with right now. And so while we will have a certain percentage that are newer organizations, we will have those more experienced organizations as well in there. Because as Barbara mentioned,
they still need the space and they can benefit
exactly.
from the service.
Exactly. As Barbara said, you know, we both learn from one another as being an older organization with PTA Thrift Shop, and then a younger organization with Youth Forward. So we feel like there's a nice sweet spot where both can learn, and we want to see. It's almost
mm-hmm.
a guinea pig.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Seeing whether or not they do improve.
Steel sharpens steel kind of.
Exactly. Right, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of the image that you're mm-hmm. creating. And this will be open space where you have open tables and seating.
Mm-hmm. As well as some
the
private
dedicated.
Office spaces. Yeah.
Well, we were both on the trip to Boulder, Colorado.
Right.
Or all three of us
all
were on the trip.
Yes.
And we saw in the tech area where they were doing this very thing, and we visited a couple of those sites. And so you get the idea when you see all these folks just in there working and sharing and, you know, making a difference and improving. And there wasn't this fear that you're going to steal my idea.
Exactly. And so you bring up a really interesting point, and this is something that Tobias and I have talked about and that we want to make paramount to part of the model, is this notion somehow that if you have same mission or like mission, that somehow you're competing for dollars.
Yep.
We want to get rid of that.
Exactly.
We want to make sure that people understand that, you know, if we put ourselves together,
yeah,
you know,
and we've said this before. Some people hear the word collaborate and they think consolidate.
Right.
Hey, we've got to take another break. This is Nonprofit Showcase, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and we are fortunate to have with us the PTA Thrift Shop Executive Director, Barbara Jesse Black, and Youth Forward Executive Director, Tabitha Blackwell. And none of us are related, by the way. but Barbara was talking about putting people together without fear of competition for the dollars and all the other things that you might fear. Pick up that thought, if you would,
yeah,
Barbara.
Yeah, so, you know, what Tabitha and I are trying to do is really sort of change the way people think about collaborations. You mentioned something about, you know, people thinking that collaboration sometimes means consolidation. And that is not that's not our goal. Our goal is to have people understand that you can collaborate and create a larger community impact, not just for your own organization, but for the greater, you know, for the whole, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at it from a point of abundance and not from a point of scarcity.
That's
and
a
I
great
think a
point.
Lot of times when you're looking for that dollar and you see your fellow ED looking for that other dollar, it comes from a place of scarcity, and we want to make sure our goal is to get rid of that.
Yeah.
That it's all, we're coming from a place of abundance, and so we're all going to be successful in a way that we hadn't even considered prior to us all getting
exactly.
together.
Exactly, I hear you. And Youth Forward gives grants, correct?
Yes, we've given over $145,000 over the last 3 years, and we have two more. One that is ending on this Friday, which is October.
Well, we don't know what Friday that is,
but Friday, October 7th. And then a larger grant that will be deadline is on October 14th.
Yeah. And so you get your funding from other foundations.
Exactly. Like they combine their efforts.
And so you're distributing their money in a way that they might not be able to do themselves.
Exactly.
And that's an interesting model. And there are several. PTA Thrift Shop is able to help the Public School Foundation, which then is able to help. And so it's a giving environment
that's
in.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Barbara, how can people get in touch with you and learn more and help or contribute or whatever?
Sure. So we actually have a website right now. It's we're working on our logo, so it's youthworksonmaine.org, and it's YouthWorks with an X. So check it out. It has pictures of our groundbreaking and some other little.
Is there a link from the PTA Thrift Shop to there?
There is not yet, but there will be.
Okay.
And so the other thing folks can do is please contact me directly. You can contact me at info@ptathriftshop.org if you want to know how to contribute to the project or just learn a little bit more about it.
And I'll assure everybody that if you put in your Google box, Barbara Jesse Black, you get all these hits,
yes.
PTA Thrift Shop hits,
yes,
and you get
do.
A big picture, too.
You'd get a big picture. So we would love for people to support us. And, of course, you know, supporting the PTA Thrift Shop is super important. So come, you know, shop with us, donate your goods.
Volunteer,
all those sorts of things. And of course, you can donate funds. So we do have a donate button on our official website. And we will on the YouthWorks website as well at some point.
And how can people contact you, Tabitha?
Absolutely. They can actually go to our website, chcyouth.org, and they can actually also find out different resources for their youth that they have.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm going to really watch this project evolve and excited about it. And I'm glad that you two are doing this. It's a perfect solution for a need in our community. And this, once again, brings us to the close of another Nonprofit Showcase on WCHL 97.9 with your host, Fred Black.